Good day and welcome. I'm Paul Levoy, Editor-in-Chief of Ascend Magazine.
And I'm Sarah Riven, Government Affairs Director at Ventia.
And this is Week in Brief, your weekly roundup of the biggest news in licensure, regulation, and digital government. Today is December 15th, 2023, and these are the week's top headlines.
Today's stories include NASIO's just released top 10 priorities for 2024, the lucrative potential of generative AI for government, Mississippi's review of professional licensing, and more.
Cybersecurity, risk management, digital government, digital services, and AI, topics we talk about regularly here on Ascend Radio, have also topped NASIO's just released annual list of top priorities for state CIOs in 2024. NASIO, of course, is the National Association of State Chief Information Officers, or CIOs.
Did they hone in on one top priority for this year?
Well, we had a tie this year. Cybersecurity and risk management, along with digital government and digital services, tied for the top spot in the list. Notably, this marks the 12th consecutive year that cybersecurity has held the top spot. Digital government services, previously number two in 2023, have now joined cybersecurity in sharing the number one position.
You mentioned artificial intelligence, AI, another topic we talk about, like you mentioned. Where does it rank on NASIO's list of priorities?
Well, AI, machine learning, and robotic process automation, or RPA, are listed as the number three priority for CIOs in 2024, and this marks their first appearance on NASIO's annual priorities list. Obviously, this reflects the increasing importance of emerging technologies in state government strategies.
What else can you tell us that was notable about the 2024 list?
Well, legacy modernization retained its number four spot. CIOs really emphasized the significance of enhancing, renovating, and replacing legacy platforms and applications to keep pace with these rapid technological advancements.
So, how does NASIO actually determine these annual priorities?
NASIO determines its annual priorities through a survey of state CIOs who identify and prioritize the top policy and technology issues facing their state governments. Also related to technology and government, in a recent report, the Boston Consulting Group projects that generative AI could contribute $1.75 trillion in annual productivity gains for governments worldwide by the year 2033.
Wow, that sounds pretty significant. Which governments could we expect to benefit the most?
The report suggests that U.S. governments, state and federal, could stand to gain the most, with an estimated annual productivity benefit of $519 billion. According to Boston Consulting Group Steve Mills, governments adopting generative AI quickly are likely to see the most substantial benefits in sectors such as education, healthcare, social assistance, public administration, transportation and warehousing, and government operations.
How exactly would generative AI create these gains, according to the report?
The report anticipates generative AI will play a crucial role in areas like synthesizing and analyzing public comments, or identifying common issues and suggestions, and also contributing to the creation of more effective policies with fewer iterations. Further, it could be utilized to analyze phone call transcripts, helping improve service design, address frequently asked questions, and ultimately reduce demand on call centers.
Does the report address the potential risks and challenges that could come from a widespread adoption of AI among governments?
Yes, Route 50, a publication for state and government leaders, published an article on the report underscoring the potential risks, such as the ones that we're used to, bias, data breaches, and misuse associated with generative AI adoption. Now, to address these concerns, Boston Consulting Group recommends establishing a framework for responsible AI use. This would include policies promoting responsible innovation and effective guardrails to transparently communicate where AI is used in government and address ethical aspects of AI usage.
Mississippi Secretary of State Michael Watson is taking a close look at professional regulation in the state. He's concerned about the red tape that stands between people and licenses.
So, what sort of concerns does Watson have?
Well, there are 29 occupational licensing boards and commissions in Mississippi. He wants to cut time-consuming and expensive regulations for people in these regulated industries. He says small business owners can have to clear up to 600 regulatory hurdles.
So what has he done so far?
For example, his office visited one of these regulatory boards last week, and they didn't have enough people there to conduct their business. In fact, that was the second time his office has gone to a meeting where the board could not make quorum. So Watson is concerned, and specifically related to that board, what that means for people waiting for their licenses to be approved and how that is impeding the process in the state.
And how will changes to the process be made in Mississippi?
Lawmakers similarly have their eyes on this regulatory issue. Senator Jeremy England has introduced legislation on this topic in the past, and he said, quote, "We're keeping people that want to work from working."
You mentioned he has introduced legislation on this topic. Has he made headway changing policy?
In 2021, when he introduced a bill, a House bill on a similar topic did move forward. That bill removed professional licensure requirements for certain quote-unquote low-risk services in the beauty industry, like eyebrow threading. This new attention on regulation does suggest renewed efforts to pass new laws could be coming, and we'll see if lawmakers take up licensing issues in the upcoming legislative session. The UK government is beginning a legal process to set new rules around the roles of physician associates and anesthesia associates. People in these roles in the country receive training, but the positions do not have the same regulations, such as mandatory checks, that doctors and nurses do.
What does that mean?
Well, there's no mandatory registration for these positions. Physician associates can join a voluntary registry.